Welcome to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefkoe's weekly podcast. Discover how you can transform the quality of your life. Find out simple ways to change and make that change last. Learn how to eliminate limiting beliefs. Discover how to become the person you've always wanted to be and live the life you've always wanted to live. Each week, one of the keys to change is handed to you. This is Recreate Your Life with your host, Morty Lefkoe.
Hi, this is Morty Lefkoe with podcast 130. Today's November 13th, 2012. Today's topic, can you change your behavior and feelings without eliminating beliefs? Yes. When I first developed the Lefkoe belief process to eliminate limiting beliefs almost 28 years ago, very few people talked about the importance of beliefs. Today, most people in the personal growth field acknowledge that permanent change is really impossible unless you eliminate the beliefs that drive your current behavior and make lasting change almost impossible. In the past couple of years, however, I've discovered that beliefs are not the immediate cause of our behavior and feelings. Our occurrings are. As a result, fundamental change is possible without eliminating beliefs, if you know how to dissolve your occurrings. Because very few people even discuss occurrings, much less distinguish between them and beliefs, I'm going to devote today's podcast to explaining the difference between them in detail. I discussed aspects of this issue in an earlier podcast. For details, take a look at mortylefkoe.com and search for an earlier post on the topic. This distinction is important for many reasons, especially because each is formed differently and each is eliminated differently. The process required to eliminate beliefs won't dissolve occurrings, and vice versa. If you aren't clear about the difference between the two and use the wrong process, you won't be successful in your attempts to change. There are crucial differences between beliefs and occurrings. Despite their similarities, occurrings and beliefs are two very different phenomena. Beliefs are the meaning we give, usually, to a series of events. Beliefs are broad generalizations, for example, I am whatever, people are whatever, life is whatever. A belief is a statement about reality that we feel and act is the truth, although it's possible to intellectually disagree with something we believe. Once formed, beliefs continue to exist and affect our behavior, feelings, and perceptions forever, unless we're able to eliminate the belief. We view life through the filter of our beliefs. Our occurrings, on the other hand, are the meaning we give to a specific event. In other words, how reality occurs to us at a given moment. Each occurring is a distinct meaning that usually lasts only a short time and then fades away by itself when we stop thinking about the event. An example of an occurring is your boss asking you a question and it occurring to you as, she doesn't trust me, she doesn't like me, or I'm going to get fired. That's the meaning you've given to the boss's question. In reality, all that happened is she asked you a question. Contrast that occurring, the meaning you gave to that specific event, to beliefs that act as a filter through which we view all events, such as no one trusts me, no one likes me, I can't keep a job. Why occurrings are so important? Because we don't distinguish between reality and how reality occurs for us, our occurring. We think the meaning we give reality is reality. Because we think our occurring is reality, we interact with our occurring, not reality. In other words, we rarely deal with what's actually in the world. We deal with the meaning we've given what's in the world, a meaning that exists only in our own mind. For example, losing a job is a fact in reality. Seeing it as a disaster or a great opportunity are two possible ways the event can occur for you. You can see you no longer have a job. You can't see that the job loss is a disaster or an opportunity. If your job loss occurred to you as a disaster, you would try to deal with a disaster instead of with a job loss, which probably would have you feel and behave differently. The simple distinction between beliefs and occurrings. Is it now clear that beliefs are broad generalizations that filter your view of all events While occurrings are one-time meanings you give to specific events that do not affect the meaning you give to similar events in the future? Your long-held beliefs are not occurrings. An occurring is how an event occurs for you. Therefore, occurrings require, by definition, a preceding event, either in your mind or in the world. If there is no event, there is no occurring. Beliefs are the major source of our occurrings. Is it now clear that beliefs and occurrings are two totally different phenomena? There's a crucial relationship between them, however, in that beliefs are the major source of our occurrings. In other words, how a meaningless event occurs for us is determined mainly by our beliefs. Other determining factors can include our mood, physical condition, and stage of development. And for information about stages of development, see almost any of Ken Wilber's books. Change your beliefs, and you can change how events show up for you. For example, if you believe people are stupid, individuals will occur for you that way. Eliminate that belief, and your future occurrings probably will change. It's important to realize that it's possible to dissolve an occurring without eliminating any beliefs. On the other hand, if you don't eliminate the beliefs that are causing an occurring, you'll continue to have similar occurrings when similar events happen to you. I don't want to mislead you. Although you can change your behavior and feelings by dissolving occurrings without eliminating beliefs, in most cases, the fastest and easiest method to do that is to eliminate the beliefs causing the behavioral or emotional problem. For example, procrastination for most people is caused by about 16 beliefs and conditionings. Although you could dissolve the occurrings caused by these beliefs whenever you had to do something that you might procrastinate, it would be simpler to eliminate the 16 beliefs and conditionings and never procrastinate or have to dissolve an occurring again. Let me define a few other terms that are relevant to this discussion. First, reality, by which I mean what actually happens in the world. Events, what you know through your five senses, especially what you can see or hear. What you usually could capture on a video recording. Sometimes reality can't be seen because it's inside your mind, such as thoughts, memories, projections of the future, and physical sensations. We can give all of these meaning, so we can have occurrings about all of them. The next term I want to clarify is no meaning. Events in reality have no inherent meaning. In other words, you can't draw any inferences or make any predictions for sure as a result of observing any events, including internal events such as memories or physical sensations. All meaning, therefore, is in your mind. This idea can be difficult to prove to someone who hasn't experienced it. I hear all the time, of course events have meaning. Doesn't dying have meaning? Doesn't it mean something if someone treats you badly? The best way I know to make this idea real is to experience it when you use the Lefkoe belief process to eliminate a belief formed in childhood, where you experience clearly that mom's and dad's behavior had no inherent meaning, that the way they treated you meant nothing about you or even them. Our occurrings cause most of our feelings. The third idea I want to clarify is reality can't cause feelings. Reality, events, are unable to make you feel anything because they have no inherent meaning. The primary source of your feelings is the meaning you give to events. For example, if you don't get something you want and you give it the meaning, I can't get what I want and I never will, you probably will get upset. If you give the same event the meaning, I haven't gotten what I want yet, so what do I have to do to get it? You probably will feel challenged and excited. The meaning we give to events is the primary source of our feelings. Thus, dissolving your occurrings enables you to simultaneously dissolve negative feelings such as anxiety, anger, and upset. In other words, beliefs are a primary determinant of our occurrings, and our occurrings cause most of our feelings. For example, imagine that your boss walks into your room and says to you, "Is the project complete yet?" That is the reality, what actually happened. That might occur to you as she's dissatisfied with me, or my job's in jeopardy, or I never do anything right. That occurring in turn might have you feel anxious or possibly even angry. I needed to eliminate a lot of beliefs and some conditionings to get rid of my depression, my neediness, my need for the approval of others, and a bunch of other problems. But I still had some occurrings daily that caused little upsets. I've written about most of these in earlier blog posts, and I've talked about them in earlier podcasts. When I stopped giving meaning to events, most of the time, these minor upsets stopped. Because getting rid of your beliefs and occurrings are two totally different processes, it's possible for you to dissolve your moment-by-moment occurrings without having to eliminate any beliefs. This week's exercise. For the next 3 days, ask yourself what meaning you must have given to what just happened for you to be acting the way you just did. If you don't do something you intended to do, what meaning did you give the event that could have prevented you from acting? An example might be not making a call or starting a project and noticing that the meaning you gave was, I can't do this, I won't do it well, or I'll probably fail. Can you see how those meanings would have inhibited your taking action? If you do this consistently for 3 days, it will become very real to you how your occurrings determine your behavior. At the same time, see if you can identify the beliefs that are responsible for the specific meaning you're giving events. Notice the difference between the beliefs and the occurrings. I'd love comments on this podcast. Please go to MortyLefko.com where the blog post is and write your results from the exercise and any comments you might have. Your comments and questions increase the value we all receive. I read them all and respond to as many as I can. If you found this podcast useful, please tell your friends and followers by using the buttons at the top of the post at MortyLefko.com. Don't forget, if you haven't eliminated at least one of your limiting self-esteem beliefs using the Lefko belief process, please go to RecreateYourLife.com. Have a great week. See you next week with the next podcast.
You've been listening to Recreate Your Life, Morty Lefko's podcast. Subscribe at iTunes or sign up at MortyLefko.com to receive each week's podcast, where you can leave comments about these podcasts. To eliminate one limiting belief free, go to RecreateYourLifeFree.com. And to have your questions answered about how to live your best life, join us on our Facebook page, Recreate Your Life.